You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Darren, as you know, both of us are very fortunate to meet people that we have immense respect for, and none other than the next guest on the line, the current principal of North Home Grammar, Mr. Chris Bradbury. Chris, thanks for joining us, particularly today with so much on your plate with your students, parents, and other stakeholders. Thanks for joining us on Spotlight.
Oh, thank you very much for the invitation.
Chris, COVID has affected many, many areas, and particularly of late, the last week or two, with regards to the high school certificate. And education has really taken on a lot of challenges in relation to the impact of COVID. How are you trying to mitigate the impact of COVID in the school?
I think first and foremost, safety and well-being is our number one priority. So as a school, we need to follow and be guided by the advice that's given by New South Wales Health, as well as the New South Wales Government. And that means that quite often we need to be reactive in regards to what those determinations look like to ensure that we are very much looking after the well-being and the safety of our students, of our staff and our community. And obviously, as we move into the process of remote learning, our commitment is to ensure that our students have that experience and that exposure to a quality education that is delivered remotely. And from a teaching perspective, we want to ensure that the high standards and expectations that we have for student learning that would normally take place on site is transferred at home. And we're very fortunate of that great sense of professionalism and commitment of our staff to be able to maintain that level of high expectations for academic rigour, as well as the consistent growth and development for each young man and young woman going through their schooling. But I think within that particular area of the academics, more important is facilitating and maintaining a strong connection to our students and our families so that we can ensure that their personal well-being is cared for and that we continue to play a leading role in their character development. If we look at the very premise of schooling, it's about building relationships, it's about connection, it's about a sense of belonging. So as a result, within the context of COVID, we want to ensure that we maintain that same environment, that every child feels that they belong to the North Home community, that they're connected to their peers, to their teachers, they're energised, they're energetic about their learning. But at the same time, we're looking after their well-being and their ability to be able to maintain those normal routines that they would have, that they're getting up at an acceptable time, they're brushing their teeth, they're having their breakfast, they're ready for a day of learning, and that we can effectively find that level of balance within the school day so that they have that time after school to be re-energised, to relax, to engage in further exercise so that they're developing that sense of self. And I think in bringing that all together, mitigating the impact of COVID is about communicating regularly, being in touch with our community, ensuring that our students, our staff, our parents understand the direction of the school, where we're headed, how we're navigating through these challenging times, and that we want to continue to be a place of continuous improvement. So the feedback that we receive from our community is instrumental to ensure that we continue to foster that strong culture of academic intentionality with pastoral attentiveness.
Chris, that's fabulous. It's Darren here. I really commend you for being able to keep leading North Home across its many years of history and to actually facilitate the great education ongoing out there at Arcadia. Just a question, if I may, with that idea of homeschooling where people, the kids, young adults are at home, do you find that the parents come back to you with any questions or any issues? And a second question about that as well, I know a lot of people travel a fair way to North Home. I think the average, you might be able to tell me, but I think the average would be 40 minutes or something like that. I know for me, in my later years, I travelled up to a couple of hours each way, but I was a bit of an outlier. But with that time saving of not travelling to and from school, does that make things different as well? Can you just comment on those few questions?
Yeah, well, I think firstly, both from the perspective of parents and students, there's added value that they're no longer travelling to school, so that saves time. And it obviously means that students can consolidate on that learning time from 8:30 to 3 o'clock. But it obviously means that there's that growth in personal responsibility and accepting the different time frames and making sure that they're well prepared for learning at the start of the day. But obviously when classes conclude at 2:55, then they're finished. They're no longer catching a bus or being picked up. So I think there's definitely benefits in that particular space. The first question that you asked regarding the engagement of parents and asking questions, we're very fortunate that we have a highly engaged community. Our parents are tremendous in providing us with feedback. They are very warm and open in sharing with us the positives of the remote learning experience. And at the same time, as a school, we want to afford our parents with as much opportunity as possible to provide us with feedback that may be both positive, but at the same time, it may be to draw attention for us to consider particular aspects on how we can enhance the learning experience. So as a result, we often provide our parents with surveys, pulse checks, if you like, to complete. We did that at the end of week one of the remote learning process, which was terrific to give us some understanding on how it was going, how parents and students were settling in. And as we approach the halfway stage of this term, our parents are currently completing a survey, which will allow the senior leadership team, the middle leaders and our teachers to reflect on the first 5 weeks. And I like to call it halftime adjustments within the term. We will make a few changes. We were very deliberate and intentional to ensure that we could maintain the same expectations of learning at home as we would at school, which has meant that all our classes are administered via Zoom. We wanted to ensure that our teachers had that connection with our students. But the reality is, Darren and Jim, after 5 weeks, we're starting to see our students a little bit more fatigued. They're exhausted. That has different challenges, being involved in classes via Zoom all the time. So one of those adjustments we'll make for the second half of the term will be students will have 1 day a week where they will have work provided to them on our learning management system of Canvas, and they'll be able to work independently, and the other 4 days will be via Zoom. So we feel that will provide some balance, and the feedback that we constantly receive from parents is highly beneficial for us to ensure that we provide our students with the best learning opportunities and we enable them to be able to grow as a person and within their character.
Just adding on to that, and it was an excellent question, and thanks for your response, Chris. Let's specifically look at the HSC, because that's been in the papers and it's been in much discussion amongst many of various sectors in our community. How are you coping with that and managing that? Because it is very stressful. Society puts such pressure, rightly or wrongly, on the HSC for students. How are you dealing with that?
I think firstly we need to say just how impressive and remarkable our Year 12 students are across the state and across the country. These are extraordinary times, and when you look at the level of challenges that our Year 12 students currently face, they are enormous. There's already enough stress with the HSC, and then when you look at that taking place within the context of COVID and lockdown, that means that there's profound challenges, and Year 12 have just demonstrated incredible resilience and perseverance in dealing with this context. I think there's some really important lessons and messages from this experience for our Year 12 students. I think first and foremost, the COVID context emphasises in the most graphic ways imaginable the importance of relationships. So even before we get into the academics of the HSC, it's so important that our Year 12 students stay connected with their peers, they stay connected with their family, their loved ones, and they stay connected to the school. So at North Home, we're again very deliberate and intentional to ensure that we're constantly communicating with our Year 12 students and their parents. There's a lot of noise in the media, and sadly a lot of it is negative and detrimental. It's the last thing that our Year 12 students need. The reality is the New South Wales government have made it clear that the HSC will continue, so that the die is cast, if you like. It's happening. What we need to do as a school is work very closely with our Year 12 students so that they can navigate around those challenges. And that means that we're working very closely together in terms of what assessment looks like, and we want to maintain those high expectations for the teaching and learning program. It's really important in terms of managing and coping that our Year 12 students remain focused and committed to their goals and their sense of purpose. Hard work is ultimately rewarded at the end of the day, and if they can remain committed to that cause, closely aligned to the wonderful mentorship and support of their teachers, they'll get there at the end of the day. But in addition, our Year 12 students need to maintain that balance within their schedule. They need to work hard, obviously, in preparing for their academic studies, but they need to ensure that they're mastering sleep, they're eating well, nutrition is critical, and that they're exercising, they're getting outside. And I think one fortuitous aspect of the last few weeks has been the good weather and the Olympic Games. The Olympics have been inspirational and has provided Year 12 students as well as everyone in general with that opportunity to have that sense of national pride and celebrate the wonderful achievements of our athletes. And the weather has allowed us to get outdoors, which we've needed, whether it's a run or a walk or walking the dog, playing backyard cricket. It's just so important to have that time to relax, to think, and to energise. So in regards to our role, I think, as schools, we need to continue to work very closely with our students so that their well-being is maintained and that they're being prepared to be able to meet those academic challenges, whether that's in completing their major works or ultimately completing their examinations in a few weeks' time.
Chris, thanks for sharing that with us. We've got on the line Chris Bradbury, the principal of North Home Grammar, talking to us about the school and the wider implications as a result of COVID. We're going to go to a little break. You're on 90.5 Spotlight with Darren and Jim, and it's been a fantastic show, and we'll be back straight after this little message and song.
You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Chris, thanks for sharing. Just before the break, and I didn't get an opportunity to thank you, but what you've said to me, and I hope this amplifies amongst all people, is your strong leadership. You mentioned that the high school certificate will take place in some shape or form, so we need to work towards this. And you, as a result of that, are putting in place with your staff and other really important stakeholders within that community every possible opportunity for the students to excel. And I've got to commend you on that, because when anything's wishy-washy, that's when you get breakdown. But you've made it very clear we continue, and we continue to work in an environment that allows us to accomplish these challenges. So on behalf of Darren and myself, thank you very, very much with regards to making that very clear. Young adults, and I take that as being all of them in particularly high school, how important is recreation time? Do they need to do things in that space?
Thanks for the question, Jim. It's incredibly important. I think recreation time is important in any particular context, but it's even more important during this particular time. It's an opportunity for young men and women and our community in general to relax, to be able to enjoy nature, to have that time to be able to think clearly. I think in life we don't spend enough time reflecting and evaluating on what we've achieved, what we've participated in, what we've done. I think that's a really important skill and disposition for young people to simply reflect, to have that space and time to think. And recreation provides that. One of the sad parts of COVID is that organised sporting competitions are not taking place at this time. And I know that our young people are missing that enormously. So it's really important to find those avenues where they can get outside and they can exercise and they can engage in those activities that just break up the day. We've obviously spoken about the importance of routine, But with routine comes that opportunity for recreation and relaxation. The other point I just want to make on that is that it's so important mentally for young people to be positive and optimistic. And how can we not, when we've had so many opportunities over the last few days with this beautiful weather, to get outside and just to have that space and time to enjoy nature and to have those moments to ourselves. And the challenges are enormous. There's no doubt about that. And our lives are by nature hectic and busy. But if we can continue to be positive and optimistic and ultimately ensure that we have that outlook of hope, we know that there will be a time where we will get back to normality, and we look forward to that. But we also need to make sure that we look after ourselves during this time. So recreation is incredibly important, especially for young people after school. And it's also nice at times to break the Zoom lessons up from time to time, especially for our older students, just to go outside and have a walk and have that space and opportunity to reflect.
Thank you, Chris, because the reason I asked that question, which I think most of us would agree to, is that for our older listeners and parents and grandparents, recreation plays such an important role. So if they need to go for a walk, if they need to ride their bike, if they need to just, to use a common colloquial term, chill, they need that because it's recharging those batteries. And I think we need to be very mindful of that. So thanks for reinforcing the importance of recreation from a professional leadership role. So thank you. My last question to you, Chris, is that North Home takes within its core values, very significant and serious, the wider community and the family in which they live and work and play. And North Home has really participated in many, many activities to build better, more vibrant and resilient communities. And you've got very actively involved in the last couple of years with the winter sleep out from our mayor. Tell us about why you got involved and what are you doing to help that particular important project?
Oh, thanks, Jim. One of our core, our school values is contributing to the community. And that sense of service is paramount to ensuring that young people grow in character and meaning in making a valuable contribution to the community. One of the great local events that's organised is the Hills Winter Sleep Out. It's a tremendous concept. It makes a very powerful and pertinent statement regarding how the community can make a valuable contribution to addressing a very serious issue of homelessness within our community. And our students warmly embraced the opportunity to make those contributions. It was only at the end of week one when I had some of our Year 11 students that are leading this particular project reach out to me, and they're disappointed because our plan was to be involved in the winter sleep out physically, as it normally would be arranged, and then we always host a trivia night as a community where we get together and we raise money, and that money raised would have went to the Hills Winter Sleep Out. They were obviously disappointed that the trivia night won't take place at this stage in September for obvious reasons. But their stoic nature to ensure that that they continue to be involved in the winter sleep out was very clearly defined, which is fantastic. So we're looking forward to being involved in the program virtually as it will be run. And we will be fundraising as a school community for that particular event. And we are incredibly hopeful that the trivia nights will be able to take place at some stage, hopefully this year, but if not next year. And I think it's a wonderful lesson just highlighting that there's obviously events and activities that we can't do at this stage due to the COVID context, but we need to maintain that sense of resilience and determination to do what we can during the context and to make up for it after. And I'm so proud and pleased with how our Year 11 students have embraced this initiative, and we're very much excited and looking forward to being involved again with the Hills Winter Sleep Out.
That's fantastic. And again, both Darren and I congratulate you personally, but also collectively, because the executive of your school, your students and your wider community, the families, really are getting behind such core values. Chris, it's been a real pleasure to have you on Spotlight. Darren and I often talk about, you know, what role principals and teachers play in people's lives, and it's very significant. And we just want to thank you for what you do for our community. It's been a real delight to have you, as I've said. We wish you all the best in the challenges with regards to COVID and your students, and we hope to be able to speak soon again. Thanks for joining us on Spotlight this morning on 90.5 FM.
Thank you so much, Darren and Jim, for having me. And can I just say that I think I speak for all heads in taking this opportunity just to extend a warm thank you to all the parents, all the students, and all the teaching and non-teaching staff within schools, because we know how important education is. But COVID has really brought to light how everyone works together to ensure that the education of our young men and women is cared for, that they are nurtured and supported. And we can't thank you enough for the wonderful support that you give our young men and women, as well as education in general. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
Take care.